Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Channel 7 investigative reporter Charlie Speck joining us in studio this morning along with attorney Steve Boyd. Charlie, good morning. Thanks.
Thanks for having me.
What an incredible 24 hours and even actually if you go back weeks and now months to get to this point here today. Let me start by asking what you made of Bishop Scharfenberger's nearly hour-long news conference.
Yeah, it was something that we haven't seen in the 20 or so months that we've been covering this scandal here. We did see a press conference maybe a year ago that lasted about an hour, but it was not the bishop talking. It was all of his aides, and it was the infamous press conference here with Bishop Scharfenberger. He stood up there for almost 70 minutes and completely unscripted, answered as many questions as we had for him, and it was, I think, in a lot of people's minds, a breath of fresh air.
But, the date wasn't supposed to start that way when you look at the news release from the Buffalo Diocese, right?
That's
can
right.
You, can you kind of talk about the difference there?
Yeah, we were the reporters in town got a media advisory saying that each station was only allowed to bring one photographer and one reporter, and then we were only going to be able to ask one question, which was surprising because, this is a great opportunity to meet the new bishop and for him to get his message out there and just explain to people. It's not that we want to bring 20 people. It's just that, when we put things on TV, we need to have video of the new bishop coming in here. So it helps to have a couple different camera angles or anything. It's not that anyone's going to, harass the guy or something from 1,000 different angles. So we thought, this is kind of more of the same that we've seen under the Malone administration. But then the Diocese of Albany PR people stepped in and said, no, many people as you want. This is not the way we're going to do things from now on. And, I have to say, from that moment on, not only the Albany Diocese PR people, but Buffalo Diocese Kathy Spangler was very helpful, approachable, and it seemed like kind of a new attitude taking over there. So that was good to see.
I'm wondering, the two of you, the attitude shift that you might have seen yesterday, I'm guessing that was welcome to both of you for different reasons, but you're maybe both happy to see it.
Absolutely. From my perspective, the bishop, he talked about the survivors a lot, and it seemed to me that he was looking to wrap his arms around them. And so when he says he wants to meet with them, and I know that Bishop Malone and Bishop Gross have met with them, and they've held these listening sessions, but there's a difference between hearing and listening, right? And it seemed to me that this was a person who really wants to listen to the survivors. And I'm sure that I'll have clients who will want to sit down and meet him and look at him eye to eye and see if he is as real as he came off yesterday in his first meeting with Buffalo.
And Charlie, for you, there were news conferences in the past that you were not invited to.
That's true. We were excluded from the news conference. That the whole reason it was called was because of our reporting on these Malone recordings. We called them these sort of damaging tapes where the bishop is, caught on tape by one of his assistants, sort of scheming and finding ways to make sure that the news of Father Jeffrey Nowak doesn't get out to people, and then we weren't even allowed to come to that news conference. So that, I think that more than anything actually totally backfired, and I heard from a lot of Catholics who said, that was the end for me when they did that to you, because I realized this is just, you can't do this, it's wrong. And it's not that, we're trying to make the story about us, but we're asking these questions on behalf of the viewers and listeners here. And we think that, they really deserve to know here.
Charlie, what did you make of the speed of all of these developments just in the last couple of days?
So it seemed like, for more than a year and a half, nothing was happening here. And I know Siobhan O'Connor used the term that the Vatican, she felt like it put us on mute here. But then once the Vatican did really get wind of this and this whole kind of second wave of scandals broke here this year, this September, It happened, in at least in Vatican terms, relatively quickly. I mean, it was only 2 months ago that the Brooklyn bishop came in to do an investigation, and it was thought that, well, that report is going to be submitted. It's going to work its way through the bureaucracy in Rome. Well, you know, all of a sudden, boom, we have a new bishop here. So it did happen quickly, and I think it's a sign that that this was really a grave crisis. It was described as a 5-alarm fire here happening in Buffalo, and we have got to put that fire out, or it's going to burn the whole house down.
In Rome, when people talk about the slowness of the Vatican to do things, there's a joke. They say, if you've got an urgent matter, see us on Wednesday. We'll get back to you in 300 years. So everything moves slowly in the Vatican. This is lightning fast for the Vatican.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.